That's crazy. It's time for open mic. Hi, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And I'm Garen Fitzgerald. This is open mic, second show for me for the new year. And, I was playing around with an idea of what to do this week. And what I settled on is what I'm calling short royalty. Because, you can't just say like short kings, short queens. It's a little too much. So short royalty. And today's playlist is made up entirely of songs shorter than 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And there's some other caveats. Like when I was diving through the playlist here, it has to have distinct parts. So no, like, intro, interlude, outro, jam, session kind of things. And I needed to like it. So hopefully my taste in music isn't terrible and you guys like it too. Because that would be nice if you enjoyed this upcoming hour of super short songs. And, the reason I was thinking about it is that talking to some friends, they were like, yeah, there's this kind of trend people have been talking about where music is getting shorter, because like radio play time back in the day, even now, is like 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 30 seconds, maybe 4:30, something like that. Like if you're big enough for that. But if you're not big enough for that, they're gonna be like, yeah, you got to cut that down. We're gonna chop off parts of it. And the thinking behind it, as I understand it, is from what my friends are saying, is that it makes it extremely flexible for all kinds of use. So you got like these short songs that jump straight to the hook, that are punchy, that are not necessarily fast in tempo, but like they move. As one of my favorite musicians, Tom Waits, said, his wife was like, when you write a song, it's like, get in, get out, 3 minutes, 30 seconds max. Just say what you got to say. Get on with it. Don't make people hang on to your every subtle nuance. And I mean, you can see that as a good or a bad thing. I don't know. If you're doing pop music, yeah, subtlety is not exactly the forte of the genre, I would say. But if you are, artsy or shoegazy or, all these different things, like sometimes you need a little more time to augment these ideas. But yeah, it's interesting, like listening to all this music, I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at my set list right now with the timings and everything, and more than half of it is under 2 minutes. And some of them are like a minute and 30. Like I'm looking at one right here. Oh, no, that's a promo. The promo is a minute 35. Never mind. But yeah, like some of these songs, they're like minute 41 I got here for one of the instrumental tracks later on. I got a minute 27 for something coming up in the midsection from The Centipedes, which I keep reading as Three Centipedes. I even got a song that's a minute and 14 seconds long. And yeah, so there's a pretty good mix of female-led bands and like not female-led bands here. I guess you could say male-led, but I do have to update my firmware. I've been talking about that. I'm trying to, like, not keep an open mind because I already had that, but just, like, recognize that people are called other things now. So, yeah. I'm learning, so apologies if I'm a little clumsy. But anyway, yeah, pretty good mix here of representation of the bands. Got quite a few of your Canadian friends bopping about through today's set list. And, I'm just going to talk a little bit about this first chunk. I'm not going to go into detail about the bands because I am choosing super short songs, which means I have to choose a few more songs than usual. In the first chunk, we've got Ribbon Skirts, Look What You Did from their Bite Down album, MK Mono's Something Wrong, Giant Day's Devil Dog, Junior Dad's Care Enough to Lie, and actually this band kind of cracks me up because they're tagged as Dad Rock. I don't know how to feel about that. I'm a dad, so we'll just, keep moving along. After Junior Dad, we got Grublin's Like a Gator Does, and that one made me laugh. I like this tune. It makes me cackle. It's just, it's got this goofy kind of vibe that reminds me of my They Might Be Giants days, but not necessarily deep into that. I wouldn't say they're like They Might Be Giants, but it It evinced a shade of color that I enjoyed from They Might Be Giants. And yeah, so if you're just tuning in, CJSF. Oh yeah, actually, something I keep forgetting to do. If y'all have thoughts about short music and where it lives in this world and whether you like it or don't like it, y'all can actually text me at 778-782-2573, or CJSF for those last four numbers if you got alphanumerics in your face. So, yeah, if you got thoughts about anything going on with this today, please shoot me a text. I will do my best to figure out how to read it. Apparently shows up on computer 2 here. And, yeah. So, with that said, I think it's time to dive into some music. First up, Ribbon Skirts, Look What You Did.
Something wrong. hate this feeling, 'cause God knows it hasn't worked before.
Celebrating Vancouver's underground rock music culture for 3 days of shows from incredible local and touring artists, the second annual Unreal City Festival takes over the Rickshaw Theatre and the Russian Hall, January 15th to 17th. Featuring local artists like Worry War, Jody Glenham,
so let it keep raining,
CJSF chart toppers Devour, and the Houseplant. Veterans by a thread. And headliner Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, and Moonface. This unique festival finds bands and music artists upstairs, while downstairs you get access to the coziest grandma's living room style lounge in the city, with DJs, hot food, drinks, on-site tattoo artists, and more. The second annual Unreal City Festival, January 15th to 17th at the Rickshaw Theatre and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. For passes, go to unrealcity.rocks or head to CJSF Music on Instagram to win tickets.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Yeah, what a great website cjsf.ca is. This is Open Mic. I'm Garen Fitzgerald. And yeah, we're doing a thing about short royalty today. Very short songs, our short kings and queens, and I'm going to have to learn what the next thing is. But anyway, yeah. Awesome music, super short songs, less than 2 minutes 30, got to have distinct parts, and they need to be good, to me, at least. I don't know. So far, so good. But yeah, you were just listening to Ribbon Skirts, Look What You Did, MK Mono, Something Wrong, Giant Day, Devil Dog, Junior Dad, Care Enough to Lie, Grublin's, Like a Gator Does. And man, okay, so usually the songs you play are like 3 minutes 30, a little longer, and my internal clock is kind of wired to that. And yeah, I got to flip faders to switch between the new tracks because I got like 2 digital turntables here that I'm playing the music off of. And a couple of times there, I was like, wait, what? Song's over. Ah, flip. So, yeah. And these are the longer songs of the set. Yeah, I was talking about how you know, songs had to be less than 2:30. Some of them are like close to, I got a song here. It's a minute 14 coming up. And yeah, so that the first chunk today was around 2 minutes per song. In fact, the PSA there, the Unreal City Festival ad we had to go in there, it's longer than some of the songs coming up. So it felt like it took forever. And it's weird because usually I feel like PSAs fly by. But with these songs being as short as they are, it really does skew your perspective. No, I've never sat down to listen to songs less than like 3 minutes, specifically like aiming for less than 2 minutes and 30 seconds a song. I've never done that. So this is kind of, I don't know how I feel about this so far. I think I'll have like a definitive decision by the end of today's show. But so far I'm kind of like, I feel a little anxious. It's like, it's moving too fast. But I got to say, all these songs, they didn't feel rushed. They didn't feel incomplete. They didn't feel like we're trying to write a short song and, you know, fill some space on an album. I liked them all. I mean, especially like the one I started off with, Ribbon Skirts, Look What You Did. Man, that intro was sweet. That's why I chose it for the first song, because it's just like, it just kind of grabs you. It eases you in to an afternoon of exciting times. And yeah, Grublin, like a gator does. Sorry, it just cracks me up. It seriously kind of gives me those They Might Be Giants vibes, where they're like, minimum wage. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know about that. Like, I like They Might Be Giants. I talk a lot about them. But in one of their albums, I think it was Apollo 18. But then again, I've been watching a lot of space movies. I can't remember which number it is, but I'm pretty sure, like 95% certain it's Apollo 18. They have a bunch of like shortcut tracks that are these kind of like almost commercial spots for made up things. And back in the day, before cell phones, when people used answering machines, they used to have this thing. They called it the dial a day song. And you could call in, listen to their answering machine message, and it would be a new song every day. And it was like super short, like 30 seconds, a minute, whatever it was. And yeah, you can still find pictures of the ad online, but it was hilarious. It's like you didn't have to pay like an 800, 900 number or anything like that, because they were like, oh yeah, we're musicians trying to make money. I mean, it's nice to make money, but they didn't need to make money like that. So you just called this number that they had up, and you might have to pay long distance if you're doing that, because that was a thing back then. But you'd call up and listen to their song of the day on their answering machine. And I mean, it makes me wonder, like, is that a thing worth doing? Kind of would be fun. Just like record a little thing every day and put it out there for people to listen to. But yeah, anyway. So we got to talk about our upcoming songs. And the upcoming block is a little harder, a little louder, a little punkier. We got Upchuck's Kin, Frida Kill's Queen of the Thrill, which made me cackle. The Centipede's Falling also made me cackle. Military Guns, B-A-D-I-D-E-A, Bad Idea. Susie Moon's Panic, and Pup's No Hope off their album Who Will Look After the Dogs. And I got to ask you, I mean, like, that album title really did make me think, who is thinking of the dogs? Who's looking out for them? Who is... No, we're not making that joke. We're not going to make that joke. That'd be too much. But yeah, so yeah, like I said, next tracks are a little shorter. Longest one is 2 minutes 11. Second shortest is 159 from the aforementioned Who Will Look After the Dogs album No Hope track. Military Guns is 149. Then we got 127, 114, 140 for our first track. It's kind of like, you know, middle of the pack there. But yeah, so these songs, they're shorter. And like I was saying at the top, it's like, they can be a little shorter because they're punkier, they're rockier, they're faster, they're louder, they're shreddy. So, you know what? I probably talked about this enough. Let's jump in with Upchuck's Kin.